everyone, to the Red Deer Road Podcast. Welcome back, Matt Chase, to 2023 Red Deer Road Podcast.
Right, new year, a new season. Looking forward to all the cool guests you've got lined up. You just blew the doors off with Ira Dean, by the way. Blew the doors off. You went full throttle with that one.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a big episode for us. You know, that was our second songwriter from 100 Proof Neon, had Terry McBride. The big episode that will finish off this project and the season, the album review. I'm definitely going to have you and Alex on for that one. So before we get into this song, I'm going to briefly, so we'll get into this deeper into probably a different episode, but I was just, Matt, if you can briefly tell the listeners about this holiday medley that you did. Like I said, we'll get into the ins and outs, but just a little bit about what it is and where people can find this.
Yeah, absolutely. I did for the Hooligans Haunted Hangout. It's a popular show all of a sudden here in the local area of Ohio. They reached out to me. They wanted to do a Christmas music video. They needed someone to sing some Christmas songs, so they reached out to me. I did 4 Christmas songs in the recording studio, and we had an amazing videographer, Moses, who's also going to be filming my new music video, Living on Moonshine. And he filmed us in all over Ohio. We just traveled for like 3 weekends and filmed this. And I sung, I went into a studio and sung 4 songs in about a couple hours. I did that. And we just blended the two with the video and the music, and you get what you get on Hooligans Haunted Hangout on YouTube. So if you go to Hooligans with a Z, Haunted Hangout, you will find the music video that I sing and perform and act in. And it just turned out really well. We had a blast doing it. We had a huge turnout that came out and wanted to see us in Bedford and also be a part of it. So go to Hooligans Haunted Hangout, subscribe and like to them. They're always cool. They're always talking to new actors and singers and artists. And so check them out as well. And check out the music video as well. You can find it on my Facebook page as well.
Yes, I'm excited to. Yeah, unfortunately, the timing of that kind of came in after we had released recorded our Christmas episodes. So going to have to wait a little while to really to release that. We can probably talk about that before then, but I'm excited. That's a long video. So this song, Road to Abilene, written by Ronnie Dunn. It's a solo write. Longest song on the album. It's about 4 minutes long. All the other ones are about in that 3 minute length. I think there might be one just a hair under 3 minutes. This one's about 4 minutes. You got this intro that the most interesting part is about the first 10 seconds is pretty silent, which is unusual for a Brooks and Dunn song, more something that you would find in more of an experimental thing, rock, pop, anything, but a Brooks and Dunn song. So that I thought was interesting. First verse here. And I took a lot of the writing out of this. I really like the writing in this song. Habanero hot. The West Texas wind always blows. I got to tell you, I did not expect when I press play on this first word, habanero. You don't expect that first word, habanero. I mean, maybe if it was a song about, you know, on the beach in Mexico, I don't know, habanero, you know, but did not expect it. And it surprised me. And I really liked it. These next few lines here, red dust dirt sleeps on the bone dry cotton bowls out in the wide open nothing under a bloodshot sky. There's a girl for me in Abilene. Now, up until that last line, it's talking about West Texas, which I've never been to Texas. I tried so hard to get someone on this show that is from Texas. I could not do it. Have you been to Texas ever?
Yes, I was there in 2020. I drove there from Ohio, right? Took me about 17 and a half hours. I just drove. I didn't stop. But yeah, I drove to Waco, Texas. And that's where I stayed in the hotel. And then I drove down even further to visit Austin, Texas. Wanted to see Austin City Limits and see all of that type of music scene down there. It was amazing. If you haven't been to Texas, you really should go at least once in your life. It is a whole new world. You'll love it.
And so this is Austin, very cool, and you have also the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but Abilene is a smaller city in West Texas, and it's known for being very flat, dry, a little more desert-like, sparsely populated, that sort of thing. And very cool the word that they're describing it in here, whereas most of Texas, when you think of it, it's Austin. That's kind of the country music area. And so the last line, right, we're hit with the girl comes into play. And I think it's something that only someone from Texas could write. I think Ronnie Dunn, mostly from Oklahoma, but that's right on the Texas border. I'm sure he spent a lot of time, I believe, in Texas. I think he kind of considers himself from both states. And then this chorus here, oh, the road to Abilene.
Oh, the road.
You don't get that signature Ronnie Dunn, oh, and just yet. It comes a little bit later, though.
I love
Oh, but it's a
it.
beautiful voice.
Yep.
And way off out there beyond the bright light beams. That's saying, he's away from the city. I was wild, high, crazy on a six-string dream, like a song in my heart. Oh, there it goes. Yeah, she sings. I miss that girl in Abilene. That signature Ronnie Dunn belt O that he does. And there's clearly a girl that this guy used to know, probably used to date in Abilene, Texas. And he, seems like he used to play music in a band or as a solo artist. And he misses the girl, and it seems like he might even miss the music. What do you think so far in the song from mostly this is the Ronnie Dunn section
Yeah,
of the song?
what maybe he's referring to is they used to sing together. They used to be in a band together. They used to write music together. They used to just sit on the back porch on a Texas night and play acoustic guitar and create songs like, "Look at that armadillo in the backyard." Whatever. It just looks like that. It sounds like to me that he's talking about a fellow love of his life that he used to enjoy music with in however format. But what an amazing chorus, right? You just said the chorus there. What an amazing amount of words you just said there. And they are so beautifully put, too. What a great written chorus, right? What's
It
your
is.
favorite part of the chorus? What's your favorite line? Because it might be mine. That's probably what mine is. I want to hear yours, though.
My favorite line of the chorus, I think maybe I was wild high crazy on a six string dream is probably my favorite
That's
one.
mine.
I mean it's just it
Yep.
lead I don't want to spoil it. It leads into the rest of the song here, but it's you're thinking it's about a woman, but you're thinking, oh, it might be about his music career as well. But I'm going to get in here a little bit deeper here. So you got the second verse, Parker McCollum. He comes in. By the way, he's from Texas. I can't, what, Conroe, Texas? I don't want to say it wrong. That's not in West Texas. That's a little bit closer to Houston. But I love Parker McCollum coming on here. He's a Texas guy, and he's got a unique sound. I saw him actually in Ohio at the Country Fest. And he lived up to expectation. I thought he was really good.
Wow.
I'm not going to go on a whole lot about him. A lot of people know him. 30 years old, so obviously, he's kind of in his. He's a pretty younger guy. But anyways, he comes on here and he's got his own verse, which I love, and it says, "The heat like silver dances on the flat, endless
On this
road." Now I got
road.
to ask you, Matt. By the way, a little thing here. When he first starts singing, he kind of sounds a little bit like Kix Brooks,
I
actually.
was that crossed my mind. At first it does, but then his voice goes a little higher and bluesier. But you're right. At first I noticed the correlation there. Very similar. You're
That was strange because normally he does not sound like Kix Brooks. I'm not sure why
right.
that he doesn't sound like him normally, but for some reason he kind of does right there. Anyways, my question is the only part of the song I don't understand. It says the heat like silver dances.
All right,
Silver?
I'll explain. Yeah, I'll explain to you because I know exactly what he's saying here. If you've ever been like on a hot road with no cars and you look all the way down and it's like 110 degrees out and you see like this prism, you see like the heat just kind of dancing, right? And it's got like this prism look to it. That's what he's referring to. Silver in its liquid form kind of has this prism flowing look to it. So that's what he's referring to. I do like that. That's a good analogy, and it's I can picture it in my head. When he says it, I'm picturing, dang, it's hot out.
Thank you for that, because I understood the rest of it. It was the silver part
Yeah,
that
liquid
I
silver.
did not, I didn't make that connection. So this next part of the verse here is just keeps describing this heat out in West Texas. Sun every day crawls up high, makes its way down slow between not much of not much nothing and or between not much and nothing, miles of broken dreams. I miss that girl in Abilene. So this is where, when it says miles of broken dreams, to me, I'm thinking this is not just about this girl. This is broken dreams, multiple dreams. And so I think here clearly he is, his dreams of not only being with this girl and also his music career have passed him by, which is pretty cool because you don't always, you know, I feel like that should be a more common theme in country music, right? I mean, people, they go to Nashville or they do this and they don't make it, but you only hear about a girl. This one, it does both, which I like.
Yeah, broken dreams to me sounds like when I heard that line, I pictured that he wanted to possibly get married, was maybe wanting to have children with this woman, start a family, settle down, and that never worked out. Maybe he is doing the lower circuit of music, but always wanted to be on a larger scale, and just never was able to make it. Now it's Ronnie Dunn who wrote this. Ronnie Dunn wrote this. I mean, I don't know any more an artist can do what he has done. He's pretty much done it all. But I get what he's saying. For those who have broken dreams, they can relate to this song because they missed out on the girl. She got away. The one that got away maybe wanted to marry her and have kids, never worked out. And he just wound up playing the local bar scene the rest of his life. That's what I'm picturing in the song.
So the second chorus comes in. Love this also. Parker McCollum sings the whole way through. They and then a little break. Third chorus, you got Parker McCollum and Ronnie Dunn. They're flipping back and forth on each line there. And so you know, I'll just give my thoughts and I'll throw it over to you, Matt. I love this song. It's I don't know, it's gonna be tough to pick a top song. There's a few really good ones. But I really like it. I think it's one of the best written songs, maybe the best written song on the album. And it's definitely my favorite duet song. There's one other that has Jake Worthington, which is a guy that I really like. And I've criticized it because they don't do what they do in this song, where they give Parker, he gets a full verse, he gets a full chorus, and he actually gets a half of another verse. I love that because he, you know, he's got his own sound. You know, he let him, let them sing. I really like that they, I talked about this earlier, but I like that they add this song for Parker McCollum since he's from Texas. It makes a lot of sense. Matt, what do you think?
You're forgetting the best part in because see, I'm a musician and I love guitars. The best part of this song you forgot to mention was the instrumental. I'm 99% sure that he's using a Telecaster. He's using a Telecaster here for that instrumental, and he's got some effects on it on the like a tube amp. He's using like a tube amp here. Really, it brings you back to the 90s. That Telecaster, that instrumental of that song brought me back to the 90s country that I loved, like we call the neo-traditional. And it just brought me back there. But that Telecaster was amazing in the instrumental there between the choruses. But yeah, you're right. The song stands on its own. I love that it's 4 minutes in a long. Ronnie's vocals to me, as I wrote right here, I says Ronnie's vocals are more powerful than ever, was what I put. They really are. It sounds like he's never skipped a beat. He's never been on layoff. It sounds like he's just been going through it for, and he just sounds on point. I love listening to it. I can't wait to I want to hear the whole album. I haven't heard the whole album yet. I want to hear the whole album.
Oh man, it's been out since August.
I gotta hear the whole album. But what I want to do is I want to purchase this album now. This song right here has made me want to spend money on the album. So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna buy it now. This song made me want to buy it so I can hear it all now.
Well, you better start listening to it if you want to
Because
be on the album review. I expect those wheels to be, I expect
I
that
know.
CD to be
Yeah.
well worth its purchase here.
You're right. I'll buy it and I'll tell you when I buy it and I'll tell you my favorite songs. I'll just text you. Hey, my three favorite songs are these. But yeah, great song. Thanks for putting it in my lap. I loved it. I also listened to Two Steppers as well. I know maybe that's later, but I won't give that away. But that's another
Well, so
really cool.
that song comes. This is actually the second to last song on the album,
Okay.
and I had reviewed that much earlier, and the music video came out actually after the album was released, and so the
Okay.
music video has not been reviewed yet. But I like that song as well.
I do.
I think that it's sort of like a modern Boot Scootin' Boogie, and
Yes.
I'm not gonna get into it too much, but I'll hear your opinion of it.
First of all, I love the song. It's amazing. Yeah, it really captivated me. I just love it. I wanted to go to a bar and put it on a jukebox. That's how good it is. Just makes me feel like it's a country line dancing type of style. I love the song. It brought me back. It's just like you said, a modern, but if you can still hear like some 90s elements in the song. So that's a great song. Broken Neon Hearts is another amazing song. And this one is another amazing song. So there's three that I know of right off the bat that I'm gonna love when I buy the album to listen to over and over again. So
How fitting is it? Believe it or not, Broken Neon Hearts, you were on for that episode. That was almost a year ago because it was released well in advance of the album being out.
it's
And
true.
so next month will be 1 year, and that's when we're gonna do the album reviews.